The allowable growth capped at 3%. So even in the best situation, if an amazing manufacturer, housing development, something big came to Hardin County, the realized growth could be capped. Your ability to tax on that growth, which we'd rather tax on growth than tax people where there's already property in place. To limit that, capping how much we can tax on growth really put a burden on a lot of taxpayers, and without creating too much burden, it was just easier, as a government typically has a spending problem rather than a savings problem. We decided we would cut rather than to increase taxes.